are obviously locking us into putting the road in at some phase in the preliminary plat, it's my understanding, is only valid for 2 years, correct? So it's at some point, obviously, that road has to go in. I mean, just approving it with the road going in doesn't guarantee the road's going in either. I mean, between the two developers, we can both say, they could say, we're not putting it at this time. We can say, we're not putting it at this time, even when it's approved under this condition. So that's where I guess I don't see where the difference really lies. I mean, either developer could say it, that we're not putting it in right now.
I need to address the commission one more time. When we say, when we're speaking of Marquette, from, are we speaking 49th Street to 51st Street? Because we are intending in our plans, and it's been discussed, that we are intending to extend the water from the school to 49th Street. And we are also intending to put in sidewalks to be on the south side, connecting from that corner, obviously, to the school. With that in mind, we don't know what the city's doing beyond that point.
Just approve the preliminary plat for that section. That's what they're doing. But it's going to council. And now, the
Mr.
whole...
Mr. Fowler. Mr. Fowler.
Thank you, Mayor. All right, back to what we were talking about. You've got some lots on already existing roads that you want to build. You'd like to move those first in phase one. We have a street that needs to go in. One, the most critical aspect of it is an emergency access route to the school if, God forbid, there is some kind of disaster or other crisis at the school. Again, I go back. I like the idea of coming up with a base price that the two contractors can agree, or that, excuse me, two developers can to agree to, and then if you have a certain percentage above that, you hold off. But is there the possibility of a second condition? And I'll turn to the city attorney. I always throw stuff out that sometimes isn't legal. If you would put in the road base and the road with a gate that's not open to the public but could be open for emergency vehicles to use until you finish the dam. Is that a possibility? Would that be acceptable to the parties that are arguing here? Because what I hear, you got a school that has some risk. I'm not saying it's a huge risk. It's probably a low probability, high risk incident. Be nice to have this secondary road get there. How we get it, I'm understanding what you're saying. I feel like this is a little bit of a veiled threat. I didn't like that too much. But you got 51st Street, you got houses here. We could get that phase one done. But then the road comes in too high. But maybe you could put in just the base part of it or get something so it's travelable by emergency vehicles with a gate. Something like that, that might be a thing. I don't know.
Well, let me fix that.
Sorry.
Fire department will not drive on
track. Okay, never mind. So I knew there was something I was thinking.
They're really not gonna.
Sorry.
So, okay, let's back up here. Let's all smile at each other and understand. I hear by you want to build a road? Everyone wants to build a road. The only thing at play here is if the money comes in too high. Then neither of you will build a road. So I don't know what the hell we're talking about. So is there a motion to delete condition 15? Because condition 15 says they have to build trail and the road before anything else.
Look, this whole thing is all about Marquette Avenue.
Kristen, you know, you gotta listen sometimes.
I have been listening very carefully.
They want to put Marquette in. Plain and simple.
And it should be done with the first phase, like engineering and planning department. You say we should always listen to
you. But you have not heard what both developers have said.
Oh, yes,
they want to put Marquette in. Plain and simple. And if they can't, sure, they don't want to build those, and that's how it can be 6 lots. They don't have a problem with the road there. But they want to build Marquette. They want to do it now. It's only practical to do that. Right?
I'll believe that when it happens.
I can't account. account for whatever you feel. It's got to be a business decision. And the business decision is saying, let them do their business. They want to put it in, we want to put it in. So you put a condition in that says, put the road in, provide this financial fee.
And would the developers be acceptable to a base price with a certain percentage that if it was above that percent or that percentage, you could then take it out and put it to phase two and three? Would you be agreeable to that?
Again, not speaking for myself, probably yes. But again, we're going to be talking with the other developers probably within the next 7 to 10 days again. At that time, again, I've got some other bids that are out that we're still waiting for. But I do like your suggestion.
Condition 15 also states that phase one includes all lots adjacent to what the question for the developer. Will that occur whenever the line goes in? In other words, if you did it up front because the cost was good, or was adjacent lots forward?
I mean, I didn't really even understand what
all the lots that border are kept and have to be constructed is one.
Yes. Okay, yes. Then yes, those lots would be constructed. I mean, there would be no reason why we wouldn't construct those lots because you don't.
So
when that road is constructed, would we develop those lots that are adjacent to the road? There'd be no reason why we wouldn't. Maybe I'm not reading that. I thought this was a little ambiguous.
Are you
so,
are you asked for a condition? Are you going to go on to the period?
Yes.
Instead of first phase, shall. Creative homes in successive data size. This subdivision plan shall obtain construction which shall include at a minimum full and complete construction of all lots adjacent to Marquette Avenue. And the designated access trail to Pleasant View Park as soon as is reasonably practicable in cooperation with the developer of the Oak Ridge single family Oak Ridge subdivision, and in no event later than phase two of this subdivision plan.
So the only part that I'm ambiguous, or that I feel I just need clarification on, is it says the complete construction of Marquette Avenue. We're referring from 49th Street to 51st because we don't obviously own that section by the school, so we don't know what the city is going to do, so it would have to just clarify 49th to 51st. Yeah, so it's 50-50 from 49th Street to 51st Street. So there's another section of Marquette that the city obviously is going to have to figure out if they're going to just leave it the way it is. I mean, maybe they're going to leave it the way it is. I don't know.
No, I actually have some comments about that particular section that I want to address.
It's not what we're talking about.
You need to address the right way because it's not in here. And if you're going to have them put the sidewalk in, which is
what
this is all about.
Have a nice night. I'll member of Plan Commission. She cannot participate in the meeting.
And
plain and simple.
You've got a lousy audience.
And in the absence of the alderman, member of the Plan Commission, a presiding officer would have to be designated by the mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm, come and sit in the audience and be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. You are not
recognized.
You are not recognized.
Well, then you're going to miss it. You don't have to keep that conversation.
You're not recognized. This is the city.
Just to be sure that what we're discussing even makes sense, what is your plan for stormwater for phase one? Does it require any of this?
Wait. We didn't do 15.
Right, but I want to be sure that, say they can't build that without the storm system getting into them. I want to be sure it's even possible, or maybe that's not a valid comment anyways.
The storm sewer system needs to be connected.
I don't know. I just want to be sure, because if that gets approved and now it's like, oh, we need the road anyways, now we can't, because those lots could not be built without stormwater. So I just want to be sure that's understood.
We don't need the road.
Okay. But then does the phasing still stand? Because does that change? Because your ponds are not in phase one. So I'm wondering if we had to change the phasing on the plat, which would change everything. Because your ponds are in phase two and three.
Potentially be building ditches in a temporary one.
Do you get what I'm saying? I think that changes the plan.
Forgive me. Now that we've talked through the difficulties of cash flow and all of that stuff, I've got a couple of issues that are bothering me that I'd like some answers on, so maybe we can move forward. This isn't a business meeting. This is about planning. Between 49th Street and the school on the south side of Marquette Avenue, am I to understand that the city has no plans, that the developer has no plans, that the idea is to leave that as is? The plans, as I see them, show lines, they show dash lines, they don't show it there. I don't understand that. I do understand that there is a right-of-way line and that potential improvements would probably want to happen in that right-of-way line. But I can't believe that anyone in this room is considering not putting curb and gutter and sidewalk on the south side of Marquette between the school and 49th Street.
There
it's
is
a huge
sidewalk.
Hazard. It's not shown here. I'm not seeing it on a plat.
It's
no. There's nothing. There's a whole bunch of little lines.
Oh, we were told this line is a sidewalk.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've scrutinized these plans, and there's nothing on here that tells me that anyone is building curb and gutter and sidewalk on the south side of that street. It's a huge safety problem. It flies in the face of everything we're trying to do with connectivity. Why put in trails if the kids can't even get safety from school?
There's
the
a
sidewalk
side.
Right
that
now
sidewalk.
Terminates
sidewalk
and stops.
Yeah.
No sidewalk, no curb and gutter. It's proposed.
That is a sidewalk. See, there's the railing.
It's not labeled.
There's 30 other sheets that go with that submittal that are not your.
That's fine. I'm just, forgive me, I had a hard time. I'm trained in understanding this because of the line rates. Okay, so we are going to get a sidewalk there. It's not shown. I'm assuming that's going to be a city responsibility.
It is shown. There it is.
Developers.
You see a handicap ramp, and it's right on the other side. It's right there.
It's a solid line just above.
There's a right-of-way dedication and a sidewalk and a water main extension.
Clearly, look. On the southwest corner of Pleasant and 49th, there's sidewalks shown. Some of them are dashed. There's handicap ramps. When I look to the east, I'm not seeing a handicap ramp. I'm seeing another line there, but it also seems to designate a water main. But I don't really care. The point is, are we getting a sidewalk there?
Yes.
Who's installing that and when?
Developer.
Yeah.
Phase one.
Put it in the resolution.
Yeah. Again, I went through this in great detail, all the paperwork, and I can't figure it out. So now that's square in my mind, because again, that's safe and logical development of the city. Is there some reason we're not putting curb and gutter in there, or is that included as well?
No.
All the rest of this has got curb and gutter. And part of the drainage problems that you got there is because of existing ditches, and I can't quite understand the comment that we might put in temporary ditches on four new residences until the storm sewer can be done.
That's not in the front.
What?
You're talking apples and oranges. The temporary grading would be in the rear of the lots, not in the front.
I'm seeing drainage water coming in from Marquette Avenue between lot 1 and 2, between lot 3 and 4. You're draining the street between houses.
There's a storm sewer there today that goes to the east across the school's property.
Okay. Am I supposed to be imagining that connection as well?
Again, it's in the plans provided engineering.
Yeah, if I may, that actually wouldn't be permitted. They would have to put in final stormwater. Number 19 says it has to be in compliance. You can't build anything with temporary stormwater in the city. They would have to put the permanent in first. If they wanted to make it smaller for this and then take it out later, but everything is going to have to be built.
That makes sense to me, but that's not what I heard.
Okay.
I heard that if there was issues with drainage in lot 1 through 4 and the street's not ready, we'll just dig ditches and make the water go somewhere.
Right, and you wanted to prove that. They wouldn't be allowed
right.
to go.
Good. We're on the right thing. Then I'll leave that one.
But I do, that may change the plat, though. I got to put that out there.
This is why I bring this up, because
yeah.
if it's not clear and evident on the plat, it's the only chance I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Shifting gears a little bit, the trail connection to the park, great idea. I want to see that in. I love it. But I don't understand from the southern segment, we seem to be driving it. We've designed it to go right through the middle of a wetland.
There's an agricultural tractor access there?
Yeah.
That's where it's going.
I'm talking along the western property line. You're paralleling it north to south. It's a perfectly straight line that cuts right through a mapped wetland. You could easily swing around it. I just don't know why you would even think of doing it. The streets, sidewalks, you don't show them. You've already mapped the wetland. It's been delineated. It's on the Natural Resource Protection Plan. It would take nothing to swing that walk 15 feet east of that.
It's on the top of a hill. It's simply a windrow left over from a tractor and got mapped as a wetland.
I understand that, but that's
okay.
not where the trail needs to be. The trail should ride the topography well, but it should avoid natural resource features.
So if you read the Plan Commission report, it talks about Natural Resource Protection Plan. The applicant has indicated they are aware that an NRSE, Natural Resource Special Exception, would be necessary for impacts associated with the proposed trail.
Agreed. I'm just saying, why would we show that on a preliminary plat? That's not common sense, that's not good engineering, and it's probably not legal. What you're setting yourselves up for is getting to the point where we're ready to build the trail, and now you can't get DNR permits to allow it, when it could have easily been avoided. And those are the rules. You avoid, then you minimize, then you mitigate.
DNR has been out there. That trail sits on the top of a hill under a canopy of trees where it belongs. You just have to walk the line to see why it's where it is.
I have walked it. I'm familiar with
it. DNR has been out there. That trail belongs on the top of
the hill. They concurred with the delineation of the wetland.
And they've been out there to look at that minor fill.
And they're all happy with that. And you got permits in hand saying that's allowable.
No, we had a preliminary consultation with them.
May I ask why there's an objection to realigning it to avoid the natural resource feature? It's got to cost all of $20 more. It's on the plat, preliminary plat, final plat. We should be drawing what we're going to build. I just don't see any reason to deliberately drive that through there as it looks like it is. Plenty of grades, the detention basin steps away from the wet property line. There's a nice flat terrace there. And you can put a meander in. So I'd like to see that revised. Avoid that entire wetland area and give pertinent buffers.
What is the 4-H rail? Commissioner Hamlin, could you tell me what the spacing away from a wetland has to be for a trail?
The DNR and the Corps of Engineers say you can't impact the wetland without permits and prior authorizations. The City of Franklin puts additional buffers and setbacks on those. That would be 50 feet. Now, you could, and that's to make it fully compliant, require no action. If there was a way to minimize the impacts and it had a little bit, I'm sure that you get a special exception. It's done all the time, that's why it's here. Somebody has to explain to me why a preliminary plat would deliberately show something that's not feasible or functional. This is for our kids, our families, and they're gonna ride through the swamp every day?
That's not a swamp. That's an exaggeration.
Excuse me, I've asked the question. I would like to see some amendment to the alignment of the trail in that area. Well, unfortunately, there's no item in here that addresses it, so I guess that goes to a 19 of the conditions. And it would be something to the effect of the alignment of the trail shall be modified to avoid impacts to natural resources.
Mr. Mayor, I think at this point, with all the comments, I think we're probably in a position to table the application. Okay.
So moved.
There's two planning commission meetings a month, first and third Thursdays.
If it's the, it would be the 6-6 or 6-20. That's not a planned commission meeting.
Table to the call of the chair.
Second.
Discussion and motion.
There is a requirement about the number of days that they have, the planning commission has to take action.
They can do it.
Splitting hairs here. I mean, we're trying to get a plat approved here.
So here's the motion. Here's the motion, right? The motion, you tell me when you want to be on. So that's the call of the chair. Oh, and you have to agree to the time extension for that.
That's really difficult to do because it comes off of that cul-de-sac, which would not be constructed. I mean, we could obviously, I'm open to a discussion around a temporary in the meantime, but if we wouldn't,